This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
GOP demands answers on Trump search.
Shouldn't the Attorney General lay out to the American people explaining why?
Albuquerque arrest.
For the murder of two Muslim men in our community.
Gas price drop fuels inflation relief.
I'm thrilled.
A lot better.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Former President Trump calls the FBI search of his Florida estate a coordinated attack. He met with 12 House Republicans last night and revealed he'll be deposed today by the New York State Attorney General's office in the civil investigation into his finances. As we hear from CBS's Major Garrett, Trump's Republican allies want an explanation from the Attorney General about the Mar-a-Lago search and what was taken.
Former President Trump's supporters, banners flying and horns blaring, are rallying to his defense.
It's an invasion of our president's property, and it can't stand.
Trump loyalists see a system out of balance, multiple investigations of Trump, less emphasis on suspected Democratic wrongdoing.
I definitely think it was unfair and suspicious.
The documents taken Monday are believed to contain classified information. Trump allies on Capitol Hill questioned the timing and called for transparency.
This seems to be unnerving, dangerous, ill-advised.
U.S. officials tell CBS News approval came from the highest levels of the Justice Department.
Pennsylvania Republican Congressman Scott Perry says FBI agents with a warrant seized his cell phone while he was traveling with his family. Circumstances surrounding the action are not clear. Former Justice Department officials have testified Perry played a key role in the Trump effort to try to install Jeffrey Clark as acting attorney general. Clark backed the baseless claims of election fraud. The Trump influence on Republican voters has been confirmed yet again by election results in Wisconsin and other states that held primaries yesterday. Here's CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
Trump's choice for governor, Tim Michaels, who falsely claimed the 2020 election was rigged, won the primary over former Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clefish, who'd been backed by former Vice President Mike Pence. Michaels will face incumbent Tony Evers in a battle that could forever reshape elections in the Badger State. In Washington State, another sign of the former president's strength, Jamie Herrera Butler conceded she was one of 10 House Republicans who voted to impeach the former president after the January 6 riots. Now seven of them have either retired or lost their race, with Liz Cheney likely next on that list next week.
Now to Albuquerque, New Mexico. CBS's Omar Villafranca tells us police have charged a 51-year-old Afghan man in the case of four murdered Muslim men.
Police say a tip from someone here led them to a suspect, Muhammad Syed.
You trusted us, you passed information on to us that was crucial, and that led for us to being able to make an arrest in this case.
Police say Syed, who is 51 and also Muslim, has now been charged with the recent murders of Aftab Hussein and Muhammad Afzal Hussein. Syed is also the primary suspect in the killings of two other men. Investigators say they found evidence that suggests the suspect may have known the victims and the attacks might have been motivated by an interpersonal conflict.
We'll get a fresh readout on inflation when the government releases consumer price numbers shortly. CBS's Errol Barnett says some relief is coming now, with gasoline $1 a gallon cheaper than it was 2 months ago.
Drivers everywhere are getting relief.
Just to be under four, I had to make sure to stop.
After a summer fueled by inflation, Gas Buddy says this good news could continue.
We could see the national average falling another 15 to 30 cents a gallon.
There's a new concern: crowds returning to the roads at the end of the summer.
Americans have either planned their summer travels or they've carried them out already. I don't know that there will be a meaningful increase in demand from the fall in prices.
The savings on a drive from New York City to Niagara Falls, for example, could buy you a beer compared to what it would have cost Memorial Day weekend. The trek from L.A. to Lake Tahoe will save you almost $10, which could pump more fuel into the economy.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
The FDA has agreed on a plan to stretch the amount of available monkeypox vaccine. It'll give people 1/5 of the usual dose, and infectious disease specialist Dr. William Schaffner says it will be administered differently to help rev up the immune system.
It won't be given with a needle through the skin. It will be given with a very tiny needle into the skin.
A Nebraska woman faces charges for helping her teenage daughter end her pregnancy. CBS's Stacey Lynn.
Facebook handed chat messages between a mother and daughter over to Nebraska police after they were served with a warrant. In those messages, 41-year-old Jessica Burgess discussed with her then 17-year-old daughter Celeste how she would get her abortion pills and then help her bury the fetus. The two were charged last month and have pleaded not guilty. The prosecutor handling the case said it's the first time he's charged anyone for illegally performing an abortion after 20 weeks.
A New Hampshire jury has acquitted a commercial truck driver for causing the deaths of 7 motorcyclists in a 2019 crash. Prosecutors had claimed he was impaired. The defense argued the lead biker was, and he slid in front of the big rig. There's been a court setback for 3 golfers who left the PGA Tour but wanted back in for the tour's postseason. CBS's Steve Futterman.
A federal judge ruled against the golfers who are part of the Saudi-backed LIV Golf Tour. The 3 wanted the judge to issue a temporary restraining order, allowing them to also take part in the PGA's upcoming postseason competition.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell says the league needed to appeal the 6-game suspension of Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson, handed down by a former federal judge, calling it the right thing to do.
We've seen the evidence. She was very clear about the evidence. She reinforced the evidence that there was multiple violations here, and they were egregious, and it was predatory behavior. Those are things that we always felt were really important for us to address.
The league has been seeking a harsher punishment for Watson, who's at the center of a sexual misconduct scandal. Well, in Sparks, Nevada, a woman bought a single-family home for just under $600,000. But what she got for her money was more than 80 extra lots in a subdivision, including some homes that were sold to others. It was a title company mistake, and a court battle could be next.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
It seems the last domino has fallen in Italy.
It's a big hit in this country.
Growing up, I always loved Domino's.
But in the land where pizza was invented, the chain has gone over like a lead meatball. 7 years after Domino's entered the Italian market, Bloomberg says outlets in Turin, Parma, and Rome, the last of 29, have extinguished their ovens because of stiff competition from local stores that expanded delivery services during the pandemic. Domino's was reportedly almost $11 million in debt by the end of 2020. No comment from the company. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
In France, an effort to save a beluga whale that got stranded in the Seine River last week was unsuccessful. The rescue attempt was called unprecedented. The whale, which had no digestive activity for unknown reasons, had to be euthanized during transport to a saltwater basin in Normandy. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast for the Late Show with my producer, Becca. Becca, how long have you been producing this podcast?
I've been producing this podcast for 2 years now.
And your favorite thing about it?
The extended moments, for sure.
Right, because sometimes I'll interview like a big star for 25 minutes, and we can only put like 14 minutes on air. Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
And who produces that?
I help out. It's a team effort.